G'day, Brad.
Yeah, morning, guys.
We've had the noms out for Kembla Grangers big day. The Gong were down there on Thursday night / Friday morning, so we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, it should be great, shouldn't it? The nine races there at Kembla Grange on the weekend. We've got the noms out for the big one, the $1 million Gong, and 25 noms. So a couple of those that are sort of guaranteed to start, I think, are not heading there or unlikely at this stage. So you'd expect most of those to get a run. Horses like Rainier and Strome down at 2021 are probably right on that borderline at the moment. So we'll see how that pans out for the rest of the day. We saw that with the Hunter last week as well. There were a few that unfortunately missed out, but that's the way it goes when you talk $1 million races and so many nominations around.
Now, this flight's been delayed from Melbourne to Perth. Dramas on the tarmac.
Yes, I did hear that. The flight has been delayed. I was eating my dinner last night and read that and thought, oh, gee, trust that, because I was able to get $10 trekking a couple of weeks ago for the winter bottom when news came out that he was heading there. So he's a $3 favourite now. But, look, I think they're expected to go tonight.
You've still got a week.
Yeah, he should be okay.
It's not till Saturday week. You've said that already.
You know what it's like, Dave. If they miss one, sometimes they can't get on them. They just keep on delaying.
Tiger Air, they're going Tiger.
Oh, come on.
But we know there's been a lot of plane issues before with horses getting to places, and sometimes they just can't get there. But, look, it should go tonight. I think there's six Godolphin horses on there and then a host of other horses heading out for the carnival. So it should be a great carnival over the next couple of weeks. Perth Racing has done a great job to build that up. But looking forward to watching the railway this weekend and the winter bottom the week after.
Sheikh owns his own aeroplane. Surely he could sort something out. Probably owns the airport. Probably owns Tullamarine.
We'll see what happens. Hey, mate, have we got a new superstar over there in Hong Kong that could be racing out here in Australia soon?
Yeah, it looks like it. This Athero looks very good, doesn't it, for John Moore. We saw on Sunday just blew his rivals away there in that Group 2 Jockey Club sprint over the 1,200 metres. Clocked 107.58 as well, running into that slight headwind to win by two lengths. So I know John Moore suggesting that he's already had some interest from a few Everest slot holders there for next year. So a long way out from that race, but be fascinating to see whether they do come to Australia for that, and whether he can keep on winning over there. I'm sure that he'll add another dimension to the race here next year.
Now, Brad, I know why you're going to the plays and the theatres, and you're under lock and key, because last night he posted some fitness videos of his lovely partner out the back boxing. And I tell you what, I wouldn't be putting a foot wrong at all, Bradley.
She's very good on the boxing there. Does the kickboxing and I'm just watching it now. The elbows as well and everything.
She boxing
like that.
She'd
take you out in one round, Brad.
There's no doubt about that. We do these 2 minutes, 2 minutes on, 2 minutes off, and you do like sit ups in between. So I end up taking videos instead of doing sit ups to have a bit of a rest. But my 2 minutes on the boxing bag, I'll give you the tip, it's nowhere near what she does. No. I'm very, very poor. So, she's right into it.
She's very good with a skipping rope.
Yeah, I know. She does the double skips every time too. So she's right into it, and I'm just trying to keep up.
Yeah, very good. Like us all. Like us all. Good on you, Brad. We'll speak tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.